just think it's the place to be. You know, I went back for the last few months and had a look at it, and to be honest, I've just been unhappy, really, you know, with the standard there. And I just felt, you know, I wanted to come back to England, and then I really want to finish up in the Championship, you know, and I do feel I'm a Championship player, and, you know, hopefully I can do that with Tranmere or try to get back in there on my own accord. So, you know, it's more ambition than anything.
So is your ambition this season, playoffs, possible promotion, set targets that high?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. You know, Tranmere is a club, you know, it's very popular back in Ireland as well, you know, and it's a club that should certainly be in the Championship, and I think that's the whole aim this year, and hopefully I can help the team and be up there or thereabouts, you know, especially in the playoffs.
Known as a bit of a goal scoring midfielder, of course, Tranmere lacked goals across the park last season. Do you feel any pressure to get on the score sheet this year?
No, not really. You know, I think I've 9 goals in maybe 13-14 games for Cork City this year, you know, and I'm sure if I am, you know, if I'm used right, and I'm sure that's the gaffer, that's one of the reasons I come here, because I'm sure the gaffer's going to use me the right way, and if I get that chance, then I feel, you know, I can score goals from midfield.
Played with Baz Savage before. Are you looking forward to linking up with him again?
Yeah, I am. You know, I think it's the first time Baz will be settling now for a few years, and I'm sure, you know, the gaffer will get the best out of him, and I think his brother just needs to be loved, and I think, you know, if the fans appreciate him and the manager, then I think everyone will see the best of Baz.
Liverpool, possible debut, doesn't get much bigger than that.
No, it's fantastic, you know, and you know, all my family are Liverpool fans, and you know, they're all excited about it, and you know, it's a great start for me, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it, and I think just the most important thing is not to get carried away with it. You know, I know that the big focus is Swindon, you know, the first game of the season, but it's definitely going to be a lovely occasion.
And with Ireland being pretty close, do you expect your family to come over much to watch you here?
Yeah, you know, my brother and his friends are delighted. You know, they can't believe it, because they come over like 6-7 times a year. You know, they love Liverpool, and so, you know, it's ideal, really, and it's only 50 minutes flight, so you know, it's like being home from home, really. And you know, as I say, I'm delighted. As soon as Tranmere interested me, you know, I was like, yeah, let's go there. So you know, it's all going good.
You said Tranmere should be a Championship club. Did you know much about them before you arrived, and what are your impressions now you have arrived at Prenton Park?
Yeah, because, you know, because I was at Port Vale for a while, and when I was at Port Vale, I think Tranmere were very successful in that period, and you know, so I've always regarded Tranmere, you know, as a big club, you know, in the Championship. So you know, it's a great honour to come back here. You know, I think they've always been linked to Irish people with John Albridge and David Kelly, and, you know, as I say, you know, you'd be surprised how many people do support Tranmere back in Cork, you know. So you know, we should definitely be in the Championship, and I'm sure, looking around and looking at the players we've had, I've been very surprised. You know, they seem to have a lot better standard than the players I played with Brighton, so I'm sure you know, we should be pushing, and we just need a good start, and, you know, I think we're all looking forward to it.
And just finally from me, you mentioned Tranmere's popularity in Cork, so is it going to be a case of Liverpool, Manchester United, Sunderland, Tranmere?
Yeah, I think so. I think since Roy Keane went to Sunderland, it's all Sunderland shirts everywhere, but hopefully we can get a few Tranmere ones in there now as well, so it'd be nice, and you know, you never know, you know, strange things have happened.